Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Zochim, Daf Kuf Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Dalad Amud Beis, the second last line, Rabbi Yirmiya. In fact, the Gittin should be Rabbi Chanina Boy, Koimi Rabbi Acha, I should say. Ma ke peyoisa of mamish, poite tebel bo bamakam acha. Rabbi Chanina asked Rabbi Acha, what's the meaning of the Mishnah's phrase that said earlier, it's treated as the produce of a Gentile? Does it literally mean as his produce? This is going to cause a problem because he will use these fruits to tithe fruits elsewhere. Amalei ulechol dava, I should say that. Rabbi Acha answered, did Chazal say that it's tevel for everything? He said as a stringency that trumas and maisas should be given, but not that he can use these fruits to tithe other fruits. For la yos have Rabbi Chanina matches lekabel Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Chanina should not have come against Rabbi Acha in this matter, as his answer sounds. Rabchiya ba'abun b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'chanina, le'amu b'shemana elekadei kupasai. Rabchiya ba'abun, quoting Rabbi Yosi b'chanina, said that the concern that the Gentile switched it only applies to the Gentile's own produce. But there's no concern that he had also received other boxes and they might have become a switch with this chaver's box. Hifke detzvei shtayim achas demai v'achas vadai. If the chaver deposited two boxes but the Gentile only owns one box, then the law is that the first one received back from the Gentile is treated as demai and the second one is treated as definite tevel. This applies when both boxes still exist, but if the first box is eaten, then the second becomes demai. Not the menu, mea bene adam, mea soin, bas achas, kal echad ve echad, metakein demai. If 100 people had each deposited a sa with the Gentile at the same time, when each person takes his back, he must separate as demai. Nosnum la adam echad, kva niris liois demai, I should say. If they then gave them all to one person, one after another, each of the 100 are now demai. Not the menu, adam echad, kama soin, bas achas, Harishona demai vasha vaday nasan lemei ebenei adam kvanu liyos vaday. If one person took back several sa at the same time, the first is demai and the rest is definite tevel. If the Gentile gave them to 100 people at the same time, since one is definite tevel and the other 99 are doubtful, meaning demai, we're concerned about each of those 100 people that they have the definite tevel. Vatani b'shem Rabbi Shimon b'shem Rabbi Talfon asu peyos yisol zeh. Es peyos akum ze demai, I should say. The question is that the Brisa quoting with Shimon, quoting with Talfon, said they treated the produce of this Jew who gave them to the Gentiles demai. Oiti lo yamu of Shimon ela ad kadei kupas. So the answer is that the Brisa didn't mean that all of the fruits are demai, only the equivalent of his box, but the rest is definite tevel.